Hey gorgeous, welcome to the Body Love Show, a space where we cultivate a deep appreciation for the extraordinary things our bodies do for us every day. I'm your host, Emma Paulette, and I'm passionate about helping people just like you embrace self-love and body acceptance. We'll dive into the world of yoga, self-care, and mental health, exploring ways to nurture our bodies and minds and banish those pesky body image blues. So grab your favorite cozy blanket, a warm cup of tea, and settle in for a dose of body-loving goodness. Together we'll cultivate a deeper connection with our bodies, foster self-compassion, and radiate confidence from the inside out. I hope you enjoy the show. Hey, beautiful ones. Thanks for joining me this week. I was inspired to do this podcast episode because I had a client session a few weeks ago, and we were talking a bit about how Christmas becomes quite overwhelming, particularly in relationships, I think, because often within families or within couples, there can be different expectations about what should happen at Christmas. And some people get really over the top with, you know, everything needs to look perfect, everything needs to be perfect, the presents need to be perfect, we need to have the right food for everybody, we've got family coming to visit, they can't see our house with cobwebs, so we need to make sure all the cobwebs are gone, and we need to make sure that we get the couch covered when we've been trying to get it done all year. Like, all these expectations can start to happen. And sometimes everyone's not on the same page about those expectations. And my client was talking about this in regards to their relationship and how, you know, when things are calm, they have a conversation with their partner about expectations and everyone's on the same page. But then when things get more fraught, fights happen, people get upset, and it's not the way people want to react in that situation. And later on, they feel bad about it. And so I've been working with this client a lot around mindfulness and meditation. And when they first came to see me, they thought that they were really wanting to work on their physical behaviors, like eating less and exercising more. And I brought up meditation right at the beginning of our sessions. And this person said, no, I'm not really interested in meditation. I'm too busy to meditate. I need to work on my physical behaviors. But over a period of a few months, they've really come around when it comes to meditation and have noticed that when they do meditate regularly, they do feel calmer and they do feel more relaxed. And that means they're more likely to do the healthy behaviors that they thought they were coming to see me for. So this person's been doing a lot of guided meditations. And I said to them that maybe it's time to start a more mindfulness meditation practice. Because what mindfulness meditation does is it trains us to respond to situations rather than react. And so when we get overwrought and overwhelmed and stressed at Christmas with members of our family or our partners, it's because we are usually reacting to a situation without thinking it through. And later on, we feel bad about it because we wish we'd responded to the situation differently. So mindfulness meditation can be such a wonderful tool, not only to help us feel more calm and relaxed, but also to build our self-esteem so that we're not feeling so bad about the way we've reacted to something, because we've been able to respond more calmly and more with more compassion than we might have otherwise. And that makes us feel better about ourselves. That builds our self-esteem. That builds our self-confidence, which can help us in other areas of our life. So I think, you know, we can easily underestimate how powerful a mindfulness meditation practice can be. So let me explain what a mindfulness meditation practice is. And you know, if you start this today, if you're listening to this, you know, within a few days of me releasing this podcast episode, then, you know, you might start to see the benefits in time for Christmas, because Christmas is about 2.5 weeks away. But if not, I would recommend starting it now so that you're ready for next Christmas, because it is a practice that really builds on itself. So let me give you a few insights into what I mean when I say mindfulness meditation. So a mindfulness meditation practice is really allowing yourself to focus on your breath until you notice you're not focusing on your breath, and then bringing your awareness back to your breath. So you might set your timer for 5 minutes and just close your eyes if that's comfortable, or gaze softly down at the floor, sit in a comfortable position where you won't get interrupted, and just focus on your breathing. So not changing your breathing in any way, not having a special breathing pattern, just focus on your breathing. And then because you are a human being, your mind will get interrupted and you'll start thinking about your shopping list, or thinking about the fight you had with your partner, or thinking about what you have to get done at work tomorrow, or what you should have done yesterday. And as soon as you notice that, let that thought go and come back to focusing on your breathing. And it's as simple slash as hard as that. So what that does is, over time, that starts to build a muscle, really. It builds a habit of your brain making decisions. So rather than just automatically going down thought patterns, or automatically getting upset with your partner, or automatically, you know, saying bad things about yourself in your mind, you are training your brain to notice your thoughts and to make decisions based on what you want to do, rather than letting your thought automatically take over. So that's why I say, like, you could start now and you may get some benefits before Christmas, but you're more likely to get benefits in time for next Christmas if you start now. Because over time, it becomes more and more simple for you to notice your thought, even in a heightened situation, and make a different choice. The other thing it helps you to do is to be more compassionate, because I think, you know, when I talk about meditation with a lot of people, they go, oh, I can't meditate. My mind's too busy. I can't, you know, I'm always thinking too much. And this will actually teach you that we all do that. And you're always going to have thoughts, and you're allowed to let them go at any time and then bring yourself back to whatever you want to be thinking about. And that builds that sort of compassion muscle, because you're, you know, understanding that you're not going to always do everything perfectly. You might want to just be focused on your breath for 5 minutes, but you know you can't, and that's okay. You're still an okay person. So it's teaching you that self-compassion as well. So a really quick one today. I just wanted to share something that's happened in one of my counseling sessions, coaching sessions, and how you might be able to use what was learned in that session in your own life. And I highly recommend 5 minutes of mindfulness meditation. The last thing I really want to say about mindfulness meditation is that I went through a period this year where I meditated every day for over 200 days, and then I forgot one day because I got busy. And since I haven't done a meditation, since I stopped on that one day, I've probably meditated less often than I have. And that's because life has gotten really busy. I'm working on a project at my work, and I'm trying to get it done by the end of the year. And it just means that life got really, really busy. What else my mindfulness meditation has taught me is that sometimes I will, you know, stop doing something that I like doing, like meditating or going for a walk, but I know that I can come back to it when I'm ready. So like, my mind gets distracted by thoughts, and I bring my awareness back to my breathing when I'm doing a mindfulness meditation. I know that I can do these wonderful practices for myself, like meditating or walking or journaling or whatever it is, and I will stop sometimes, but it's okay because I can trust myself to come back to it. So I know that in the next couple of weeks, I'll be able to get back into my meditation practice once life settles down a little bit. So I hope that's been helpful. I will put a link to a self-compassion meditation that you can download from my website, in case you do want to start with a guided meditation instead of just trying to do it all on your own. And I look forward to speaking to you next time. Thanks for being here. Thanks so much for listening to the episode. Remember to jump over to emmapaulette.com to download your free self-compassion meditation.